with SRN News, I'm John Scott. Some European countries, including Germany, are following the lead of the U.S. in evacuating embassy personnel in Haiti. The BBC's Will Grant says gang violence continues spiraling out of control.
Millions of Haitians are trapped amid the chaos. Many are trying to stay indoors, but others have little alternative but to venture outside to make a living, even as the violence worsens. Over the past few days, gang members have fired on the National Palace and attacked the Interior Ministry with Molotov cocktails. Now the member heads of state of the Caribbean regional bloc, CARICOM, are gathering in Jamaica to discuss the situation in Haiti. It's understood the group is keen for the Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, who's currently in Puerto Rico and unable to return to Haiti, to step down.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge announcing she'll resign her post effective March 22nd. Fudge has served as HUD Secretary since the start of President Biden's administration. Also at SRNNews.com, Senator Bob Menendez and his wife have pleaded not guilty to new obstruction of justice charges in a New York court. Menendez and his wife Nadine are charged with conspiring with three businessmen to accept bribes of gold bars, cash, and a luxury car in return for the senator's help in projects pursued by the businessmen. A May trial is scheduled. President Biden's new budget includes a tax cut for home buyers.
With many Americans struggling to afford housing, the president is proposing assistance in his just-released budget.
For those seeking to buy their first home or trade up for a little more space, I propose the tax cut that will provide $400 a month for the next 2 years.
The president also wants to give tax breaks to families and raise taxes on the wealthy. Most White House budget plans are unlikely to pass Congress without major changes.
That's Greg Cluxton reporting. This is SRN News. As the immigration crisis at America's southern border continues to dominate presidential campaign dialogue, author, educator, and advocate for Christian apologetics Alex McFarland says the Biden administration is facing big challenges in 2024. McFarland notes he has no ill will toward President Biden and that he regularly prays for him.
But he made an oath before God to protect the U.S. Constitution from threats within and without. And so with all of these illegals, they must be deported. Christians say to me, oh, but Alex, let's just automatically give them amnesty and citizenship. No, the administration is to care for rights and the welfare of taxpaying American citizens. There is no constitutional precedent that we are to be the soup kitchen for the world.
Alex McFarland. This is SRN News. Five skiers have been found dead near Switzerland's Matterhorn.
Rescue authorities announced a search in difficult weather conditions on Sunday for six skiers who went missing over the weekend near Switzerland's famed Matterhorn. The group set off on Saturday on a route between the resort town of Zermatt at the foot of the Matterhorn and the village of Arola near the border with Italy. Rescuers and a mountain police team deployed near the Dent Blanche or White Tooth cabin found the bodies of five of the missing skiers. The search for the sixth person continues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India says it has successfully conducted its first test flight of a domestically developed missile that can carry multiple warheads. India has been developing its medium and long-range missile systems since the 1990s as its strategic competition with China grows. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.